Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. George Kurtz will step up and in. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We've got Sigmund Bloom will join us in Level 3 as well. A lot of Super Bowl talk to break down, but there was a busy night in the association tonight. And one of the hottest players in the NBA, in which no one's ever going to talk about, is Gary Trent Jr. Right now. Man, Gary Trent Jr. on fire for the Toronto Raptors. And, you know, we cashed a ticket tonight. We jumped in on his in-game, and it's funny because he was at like 16 or something like that. You know what it was? He was at 19 points. That's it. He was at 19 points at like the end of the third quarter, and it was at 23.5. And I didn't get in on the 17.5 before the game. I only got in on his three-point shots. So it was bothering me. I'm like, man, this guy's going to go off more. And I clicked it, and I swear to God, man, he hit like the next two shots. I was like the quickest bet I won tonight. I won that bet in like a minute. I'm not even kidding. Like, I got the bet in at 23.5, and I'm watching, and then literally, like, it was like, boom, boom. He hit like two threes. I was like, wow, I just won the bet. I was like, that was easy. Boom, he went to 25. But very, very impressive run right now. Gary Trent Jr. joins this group of Raptors with his fourth straight 30-point or more game. Very impressive list here. DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan scored 30 or more in five straight games in 2016. Gary Trent Jr. scored 30 or more in four straight right now. Kawhi Leonard scored 30 or more in four straight in 2019. Kyle Lowry scored 30 or more in four straight. DeMar DeRozan did it twice, actually, in 2016. And Mike James, going back a ways now. Mike James, April 2006. So very, very impressive company that Gary Trent Jr. has joined. And let's not forget, Gary Trent Jr. was traded for Norman Powell, right? They traded Powell to Portland for Trent. And a lot of people thought, well, you know, what's the deal here? They're kind of the same type of player. And the thing was, Gary Trent was a little bit cheaper. Now they pretty much end up making the same amount of money, but they like Gary Trent's outside shooting more than they like Powell, right? Although I'll tell you what, Norm Powell did make a lot of big plays for the Raptors in the playoff run, right? He was always sort of an underachiever, but there were times where he stepped up. One thing with Norm Powell, too, is he never shied away from like a big moment late in those games. So, you know, Powell earned his ring. And then, you know, he wanted big money after the fact. And I think the Raptors read it correctly. But hell of a performance. Hell of a performance. And what's going on right now with Gary Trent Jr. And I tell you what, guys. The odds makers aren't catching on to this. All right? Like, before he was 16.5. Now he was 17.5. And one thing about the Toronto Raptors is they are a very unselfish team. And they'll just feed the hot hand. Right, and they know right now he's the hot hand. The late night anger management class. The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159. It was a busy night tonight in the association, International Hockey League. We're counting down the days until Super Bowl 56. The countdown has officially begun, and our wagers are starting to pile up right now. If you're just joining us, we talked about will there be a successful two-point conversion earlier in the program. At plus 350, those odds are just too good not to take a look at. Come on, man. It's plus 350. We see two-point conversions all the time. I'm actually surprised that it's plus 350. Now, it has to be successful, and if you wanted, you could take the easy way out, and you could bet will there be a two-point conversion attempt, but why, you know what? I don't want that. I want some real money here. I want the plus 350. Yes, there will be a successful two-point conversion attempt. Will there be a safety during the football game? This one's just more for fun, a little sprinkle. It is 9-1. Out of 55 Super Bowls, 9 of them have had a safety before. And incidentally, you're getting plus 900 right now. We talked about the quarterback rushing yard props, in which Joe Burrow, over under 10.5. An athletic guy who's going to be under pressure. The Los Angeles Rams defensive line has a big advantage over the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. That's one of the big mismatches of this football game. That is the match, right? That is it. Like, if you take that out of the equation, Cincinnati can do anything, right? Like, their one weakness, Cincinnati coming into this, is their offensive line. Now, they've got 2 weeks to figure it out and try to scheme some things and disguise and try to cover up their weaknesses a little bit, but it ain't going to be easy, man, with Aaron Donald coming at you. I'll tell you that, all right? But that's where we're at there. We talked about Matthew Stafford.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And I'll tell you what, I guarantee there's not a lot of shows going to be talking about Matthew Stafford and rushing yard props, but we are. All right. The number is 5.5. He's gone over 5.5 in all three playoff games already this year. I don't see any reasons why he won't take off on a couple of occasions. We've said it before. We're going to say it again. The bigger the game, the more the quarterback will take off. We'll get into the first touchdown score props more, and then anytime touchdown score props. Talking about liking T. Higgins at 10-1 to score the first touchdown of the game. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Countdown to Super Bowl 56. You know what? It feels like it's a long time away, but it really isn't. It'll be here. And as I stated, in past years, these props really weren't out until later in the week. And now these props are going to be up, and they're going to be like, oh, man, it moved already? Right? Because people are going to start to jump in on this stuff. So we're already breaking it down. Just a quick update right now. The Aztecs win 72-47. Final score. They absolutely murder New Mexico. Lobo. Sheriff Lobo. The Lobos get crushed. 72-47. Final score. Next up, Colorado State on Friday. So we've been talking about some of these Super Bowl props. Just a quick update before we bring George Kurtz in right now. Looking at the ticket market, the market is not responding to the prices right now. The prices are coming down. It's already come down like $500, and you know, today alone, it was like close to $6,000 a ticket. Currently, the cheapest ticket is $5,379. The most expensive ticket right now is $17,498. What's that seat? That ticket better be like on, you know, in the bed of the cheerleaders of the Los Angeles Rams, tickets on the 50-yard line, all you can eat, all you can drink. It's a lot of money. All right, let's see. Where's that 17K? All right, no, actually, you know what? 20K gets you to lower club, section 110, $20,000. Good luck with that. So basically, if you want to sit on the upper deck, you can get in for about $5,500 right now. But I'm telling you what, the fact that it's already come down $500 in one day, it's going to continue to come down. people buy these tickets and they try to sell them out of greed, right? And they see what people are going to pay for them. You'll get desperate fans that'll be worried, oh, I got to get the ticket, and they'll buy them. And you get other people that'll wait this thing out. My guess is tomorrow, we'll check back in with this tomorrow, and it'll be down to 5,000. It'll drop another couple of hundred. And next week is when it'll really drop. My guess is this thing goes down to like 43. I don't think it's going to get into the 30s. You know, it's not going to get too crazy, but I tell you what, it's expensive to get into. You want to talk about prices. It's this is what the DirecTV party cost. Electric Night and with Maxim featuring Tiesto, 50 Cent, Loud Luxury, DJ Vice, and more. $1,350 to get in. Sports Illustrated party, $958. All right, so I can officially tell you I will not be going to the Sports Illustrated party. Although, I do know people there. I'm going to ask him, hey, what's up with that party you guys got going on? George Kurt steps up, and then this is right in your wheelhouse, George. You're going to drive $958? Tell your wife you're going to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit party.
Yeah, I'm going to get right on that. Right after the show, I'm going to tell my wife, she's upstairs waiting. So, yeah, honey, I'm going to go to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit party. You don't mind, do you? And after she hits me in the head with a frying pan, I'll let you know what her answer is.
It's only, like I said, it's only $958. There's a lot of other, see, if you want to, you know, it's interesting. Here's, all right, Super Bowl Music Festival. This one's a little bit cheaper and more affordable. Green Day and Miley Cyrus. Green Day and Miley Cyrus at the Crypto.com Arena. $53. I don't mind Green Day. Green Day, all right. Miley Cyrus is all right as well. I wouldn't go see Miley Cyrus, but I've seen Green Day before. You don't like anything, though. You don't watch anything besides sports, Kurtz. And then even that, you watch like little amount of sports, like NHL, MLB, NFL.
I've got the Sheriff Lobo theme song going through my head now, so yeah, thank Lobo. You so much for that.
You remember that, at least. Yeah, Sheriff Lobo. I talked about that last week with you. You don't like to expand your palate.
No. I know I'm weird that way, no doubt. And this is a rough week for me, man, because once hockey ends on Wednesday, I don't know what I'm doing for 4 days, man. I'm just binging shows. Whatever shows I haven't watched in forever, I'll binge a few shows here and catch up. Because there's no hockey. I don't care about the All-Star game. You know, maybe the skills contest, I might record that and watch it. But there's nothing for me now until Monday, Thursday to Sunday. No NHL. I'm going to sit here and cry.
The NHL All-Star game is the worst one of them all. Like, it really is. Like, the Pro Bowl is pretty bad now, right? The Pro Bowl is pretty bad. And I used to be a big fan of the Pro Bowl. I really was. It was one of the best bets in sports. Look, the Major League Baseball All-Star game is cool. The NBA All-Star Game is the best one. That's super cool. And then you get into the NHL All-Star Game, in which it's awkward. Like, the players don't know how to approach it. It's, what are they play like 3-on-3 and stuff. Like, it's awkward. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's just like when you, to me, Gabe, it's like when, you ever have a hockey game, you go to your game there, you're playing hockey, and then the other team doesn't show, so you end up playing against each other. So you're not hitting each other. There's really very little defense, and he's going to score 1,000 goals.
Yeah, but the thing is, too,
he's going to get beat up.
Yeah, you know what it is, though, George? It's like hockey players are humble by nature, all right? So they don't show off. That's the whole thing. It's like they don't want to be that jerk to show everyone up. So, you know, in other sports, like NBA players show up. They're like, I'm winning the MVP. And they're like, I'm going to show everyone up, and I'm winning the MVP today, right? Like, Major League Baseball All-Star game, same thing. You hear players after, but Buddy got the save. He said, that's the thrill of my life, right? He said, that's as cool as it gets, right? NHL, they don't care, right? It's just sort of this. They all sort of stand around. They're like, I don't know, should I shoot? Like, should I take the goalie's head off? I don't want to be a jerk. I'm not going to hit you. Right? Like, so it's
just that.
No, they don't hit each other and they don't try to show off. Like, they should go in and say, listen, you guys got to show off and try to score 22 goals and stuff like that, right? Just put on a show. But they don't. They're too humble. I'm telling you, they're too humble. That's their problem. And then the Pro Bowl one is stupid because I don't even know what they do with the Pro Bowl anymore,
right? I mean, now last year was a video game. I saw they played a video game or whatever, 2 years ago, whatever it was. But like the Pro Bowl used to be fun, George. It was just basically all out offense, right? You know what I mean? It was basically just, listen, we're going to snap the ball. No one's really getting hit. And we're going to throw bombs and flea flickers. And the defensive guys can have fun and pick it off. And you guys can do, you know what I mean, the little laterals. And it was really fun. And it was cool. It was like an NBA All-Star game. You saw, like, cool plays and stuff. And the players were having fun. But Roger Goodell got mad because it went too far. Like, guys were, like, every play, George, they were doing laterals and stuff and crazy things. And they were like, oh, this isn't football. But it was fun to bet on because it was going over all the time. And then J.J. Watt was the first jerk that started playing hard in the Pro Bowl. And I remember he was, like, sacking quarterbacks and stuff. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to, like, be doing this. And now the Pro Bowl is sort of a, some guys try, some guys don't. It's sort of a weird, like, I don't know what it is anymore. And like I said, I haven't really played it, so that's weird. But, yeah, the NHL All-Star game sucks.
I have the best. I don't even know if it's on Saturday or Sunday. I have very little interest. If I happen to be around, maybe it'll be on, but I wasn't paying any attention to it. I don't care about the Pro Bowl either. Well, one time I did. I thought it was an interesting game maybe 15, 20 years ago. And don't get me wrong, by the way. I get it. The Pro Bowl, I mean, your season's over. The last thing you want to do is get hurt. I understand that. You know, you probably got plans for your offseason, going to whatever, the Caribbean, Hawaii, wherever it might be, Europe. So I don't want to get hurt either here. But the games just have so
players play hard in that, though. Ask Sean Taylor, may he rest in peace.
Sure,
he lit up the Bills punter. Yeah, like, I mean, like, I'm telling you, like, no, they're football players, George. They all care. Like, even in those high-scoring games, they cared, right? They care. Because, you know, they know. No one's ever really gotten hurt in a Pro Bowl, right? Like, no one, because they don't, you get tackled, but you don't get smoked. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get smoked. I guess, you know, freak accident happens.
They always carry you down sometimes. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but we've
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Never seen. No, guys care. They're competitors. Listen, we'll tell the story on the other side. I don't know if you remember. I don't tell you, you're a Cowboy fan, but Tony Zendejas, Buddy Ryan put a bounty out on him because of the Pro Bowl.
He did.
He missed a field goal in the Pro Bowl, and it cost the NFC the winning player's bonus and the coaching staff. It cost them $25,000. Buddy Ryan never forgave him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Luke! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. George Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks, joining us. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Countdown to kickoff is on Super Bowl 56. But we're just talking about the NHL All-Star Game in Las Vegas. And I remember a couple of years ago, at the time, they didn't want to call the team the Aces, actually, because they didn't want anything to do with gambling. They didn't want gambling in the name at all. And now they're going to be shutting down part of Las Vegas Boulevard. This is actually pretty cool, though. So they're shutting down Las Vegas Boulevard, and they're going to hang a full deck of oversized cards. Now, I don't know if you saw this, George, on Twitter today. It's been going around. And I thought, no, are they really doing this for real, or is this like what? And no, they actually are. So they're shutting down Las Vegas Boulevard. They're hanging a full deck of oversized cards on a rack to put a new twist on street hockey. All right, so the object of the game is to achieve a hand of 21 without going bust and the least number of shots. The player who wins two rounds is crowned Puck Shark. It's going to be five players, format, six rounds maximum. The first player who wins two rounds, a round is won by the player with the highest hand or the first to achieve 21. That's a very cool, that's a cool thing. That's a nice little Vegas twist. And anybody that played hockey growing up knows, you know, you played street hockey, you basically had the targets, you put it on the net, you shoot at the targets. So, and they've always had the target in the skills competition, right? So this is a nice little twist on, and in street hockey, you can get people on the strip there. That's a nice thing. So one thing, Vegas might be a little different, and it'll be cooler. Like, stuff like this is fun. NASCAR does that, where they get all the cars on the strip and stuff. And you got all these people, George, that don't care about the NHL, that suddenly are going to be on the strip watching this. Because they're going to go, what the hell is going on here? They're going to see all the TV cameras and a cool big, you know, blackjack thing and players shooting at it and stuff. So it'll garner a crowd around, right? It's a good idea.
Yeah, no, I like it. See, I'll watch that. I'll watch the pregame. It's just the game itself. That's what's weird about this. The game itself will have no interest in, because that's not hockey. But all the skills stuff, you mentioned the target thing. It's actually my favorite skills competition. I like watching that. The hardest shot is cool, too. You can't see anything. You can see how hard the guys can shoot. But at least with that target thing, you see it break, and I kind of like that. I like that with the guys. See if they go 4-for-4 or I guess 4 out of 5, generally what we see.
Well, they've replaced that with the street hockey version, blackjack. So
same similar thing though. So I'll enjoy that. I'm a poker player. I don't like playing blackjack, Gabe, because if you play it right, you're sort of told what to do. There's no thinking in blackjack. You know, what's the dealer got? What do you got? Okay, you know where they hit it. What you showing there?
I wouldn't say there's no thinking. Listen, I'm not a blackjack king, but I think those are strong words. There's a lot of thinking.
Like I said, if you do it right here, then you're sort of told what to do by what you're showing. You know, and, I mean, unless you're counting cards, of course, which, you know, that's a no-no. I don't understand why it's a no-no, by the way. Why should you be punished for being good at math?
They don't want you to win.
Yeah, I know why.
No, you're counting the cards. You've got to mix it up a little bit. you can't tip your hand that you're counting the cards. So, yeah, listen, so it's the All-Star Games in Vegas. That's what this weekend is about. You got All-Star Games, you got Pro Bowls. We've got what I'm looking forward to, I like the college All-Star Games, the college football games. So we have the Shrine Bowl on Thursday night. We have the Senior Bowl on Saturday, Pro Bowl. And then we've got the skills competition and all this stuff in the NHL. So it's one of those type of weekends this weekend as the countdown is on for the Super Bowl. And, George, we've already begun to break down the Super Bowl and take a look at some of the props. I've already put a couple of bets in. Stuff that we talked about already here tonight, and I threw out here, will there be a successful two-point conversion in this game? Plus 350, yes. That's too good to turn down at plus 350, George. Great odds at plus 350.
We talked about that this afternoon, Joe Lisi, Carver, and I. And I'm with you. I know Joe Lisi and I were definitely on the yes, there will be one. I forget what Carver said. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, Gabe, and I really should look this up before I put this bet in. As far as how often is there a two-point conversion, a successful two-point conversion? What is the percentages? Is it 40%? Which is what my guess is it's going to be, somewhere around 42, 43%. So that's why you're getting the plus money. But I'm going to go for it here. I have no rhyme or reason. There's nothing I can tell you as far as analytics or numbers I can give you. It's just more of a gut feel than anything else. But I'm with you on the two-point conversion.
Well, you know what? We just see there's more and more two-point conversions in the National Football League right now. Coaches do weird things. Between McVay and Taylor, you know what? It wouldn't shock me if someone thought outside the box and scored a touchdown and went for two right away. Like, you know what I'm saying? And try to go up 8-0. You know, it would be surprising, but nothing would shock me. I'm looking right now. How many two-point conversions in the Super Bowl have there been? How many Super Bowls have had? There's been, all right, let's see. I see 10, but this is from a couple of years ago. So it's quite a bit, actually. Look, already, we'll get the number. I'm gonna dig in here. I'm playing it, and just for the record here too. So, let's see. Let's put our money where our mouth is, and the Super Bowl bonanza has begun. I might end up with 56 bets. And there's 56 Super Bowl 56, 56 bets, Kurtz.
I generally do a lot of stupid things in the Super Bowl as well, but I'm not doing 56. I think I'll do over 20. I know that, but more than likely anyway, unless I end up hating.
No, I don't know if I get to 56.
I'd like to see you do 56 and publish all 56.
I think last year I got to, I think I was like around 30. It was a lot. I lost because it was like a really big under game. But so we got Joe Burrow over under 10.5 rushing yards and Matthew Stafford over under 5.5 rushing yards. I like both of them to go over.
I was on Burrow was 8.5 this past week. Loved him, and he crushed on the first run there. Once again, we're talking. I think during the regular season, sometimes the coaches try and protect certain quarterbacks. Don't run. You know, get rid of the ball. Last game of the season, the championship game, and now a Super Bowl. Run. You got to get the first down. Got to win the game here. There we know we're protecting the quarterback here. So I love Burrow a lot. And he's more athletic than given credit for, Joe Burrow. Stafford, not the most athletic, but I'm probably going to be with you as well. But I'll have more money on Burrow. I like his chances much more.
Hey, just for the record, I said earlier I thought I won $13, even though I bet a million games, and I was waiting for a refresh. I did get it. I actually ended up winning more. So it was more than 13. I was like, come on, man. There has to be something that I haven't been paid for yet, and I was right. So, all right, hey, that's good. I feel a little bit better about things. Not that much better, but not that I was upset before, but I just said, Kurtz, I literally played like 20 games and $1,700 in action, and I was plus $13 after it all. I was like, wow, that was quite a, like, you know, played like all those bets. I'm plus 13. But I said, I'll keep hitting refresh, and I'm sure something will pop up. And so in the end, guys, I ended up winning $107 instead of 13. So whatever. It is what it is. But, hey, you can't get in trouble if you're in the plus side. And let's see. No, you know what? What am I talking about? That's one more, actually, because I just dropped another 200 on this. So, you know what? We actually did better. Not that you guys care, but I actually did better than I thought even. So the plays are in. No turning back. Matthew Stafford over 5.5 rush yards. Joe Burrow over 10.5. And I tell you what, Matthew Stafford's gone over 5.5 in all three playoff games, George. He's gone over 5.5 in all three playoff games, and Burrow had 25 in the last game against Kansas City. I think at worst we go 1-1 there. I think at worst we go 1-1.
I think you get the Burrow one. We all expect the Rams to have a pretty good pass rush on him. So he's going to have to move here. Going to have to. I am looking at a site now. According to this, the Rams and Cincinnati Bengals combined only had 3 2-point conversions. Cincinnati had one. The Rams had 2 this season. League leader with the Chargers with 7. Cowboys were next.
Staley's insane, right? Yeah, I could see Staley doing that. So I guess that's why it's plus 350. Because, yeah, it seems a little high, actually. Normally, you know, it's like 280 or something like that. So that's interesting. Listen, it's a sprinkle. Those are what we call the exotics. You know what I mean? Yeah, you put 25, you put $50 on it or whatever. Sort of like the safety one, you know, stuff like the longer shot ones. So we just put the quarterbacks in here. And, you know, the reason we're doing this right now, it's not like, oh, we're in a panic, but the numbers are going to change, George, right? Like right now, the average person isn't betting quarterback rush yard props and stuff like that. But they will. Right, they will, but right now they're going to be betting other. They're going to go to Super Bowls 13 days away.
Exactly.
When it comes to props, though, there's a big difference, man. Right, like you can wait and bet on the side, guys. Whatever, if it goes to 4.5, it goes to 3.5, or whatever. You could buy a half point back if you didn't like whatever, and you know what I mean. You can control the point spread. You can't control props. Right, like if you're like, oh man, like right now Joe Mixon's 63.5. If you like Joe Mixon, you better take him because he's not going to close. Like, everything is only going to go up, not down for the most part. And I'm not saying every prop will, but there's going to be more prop movement than ever before, George. These numbers have never been posted this early. I've been doing this a long time. It has never been less than 24 hours after the conference championship games that you have every prop on the board for a Super Bowl like this before. It's unheard of.
Well, I think what you said is true. The game is still 13 days away. People maybe not be even in Super Bowl mode yet. Or they're going to have to think about hockey, basketball, whatever their other bets are in before they're going to get to a Super Bowl. They'll start thinking about it next week, you know, before they go over it. They're going to go bet on the Pro Bowl, the Asia All-Star game. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get in right now and get the best possible numbers.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We'll take a look at some of the more intriguing props on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah. Yeah, I still feel tingly.
We rolling. We kicking it. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. I am Gabe Morency. We're throwing it down SiriusXM channel 159 on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Byline, Sports Map. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. George Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks joining us, talking about some of these Super Bowl props. And, George, I want to ask you about the game itself, who you're leading with. But here's another play that I just put in right now, and I got it at 102.5 Cooper Kupp, and it's actually moved to 104.5 already. And so Cooper Kupp, guys, he's unstoppable. And it sounds like a lot. Like, wow, man, really, he's 100. Now FanDuel's got him at 104.5. As we stated, it was 102.5. These numbers are only going to go up specifically with Kupp. And it's amazing, George, Cooper Kupp's consistency. He's actually gone over this number. He's gone over 102.5 and 104.5 in 7 of his last 9 games, man. 142 yards against San Francisco, 183 yards against Tampa Bay, 61 yards in the blowout against Arizona. San Francisco game, the last regular season game, 118 receiving yards. 95 against Baltimore on the road, 109 against Minnesota, 136 against Seattle, 123 against Arizona, 129 against Jacksonville, 96 against Green Bay, 122 against San Francisco. You get the picture here. This guy is money, man. 130, 156, 115. Really, he's had one of the best years ever in the history of the National Football League, and that's a classic example of his number's not going to go down. It's only going to go up. If you're betting Cooper Kupp receiving yards, you better get in on it now.
Yeah, I agree. It's only going to go up because people nobody likes really betting the under, especially on someone who's had an incredible season. Kupp may not be the best receiver in the NFL, but he's had the best season by far. What him and Stafford have done has been incredible, and I don't see Cincinnati slowing him down, not all that much anyway.
What props have you put in? What have you? What's caught your eye so far?
Well, you already said it. I do have Burrow, the rushing prop. I didn't put in Stafford. I will. You've convinced me to go with Stafford. I didn't look up the numbers on him that he had. Three straight games. He's already had it. Beckham anytime touchdown. I'm going to have that. I might go with his reception prop as well because I do think, even though I don't think they'll be able to slow Kupp down, they're going to try, which is going to leave a lot of one-on-one coverage for Beckham. And I like the way he's played. I am not going to do either. I don't care if Uzum or Higbee do play. They're both banged up, but I'm not going to go for them. But Van Jefferson, I haven't decided, but I might go for longest reception there because I know Stafford would like to take his chances, at least give him a shot.
I think the Rams are going to throw the ball a lot. That's the one thing. They have all year. They're going to throw the ball a lot more than Cincinnati. I think their attempts will be way up there. If you look at Odell Beckham, 62.5 receiving yards for Odell. And as far as his receptions are concerned, up to 5.5 right now for Odell, but it's plus money, plus 120. And it's interesting because I've been crushing Odell receiving props ever since he's gotten to the Rams. And it was always like 2.5 and 3.5 before. Then they made it 4.5. So now they've juiced it because he had 9 catches yesterday, up to 5.5 right now, George. Plus 120, though, for Odell. I think Odell
is going to get into the end zone. I think he'll get more than 5.5 catches as well. I don't think there's great value here right now. I'd prefer to 4.5, but I think he will end up with 6 receptions. But I am intrigued by Odell getting into the end zone in this game. I mean, how does Odell Beckham not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl in Los Angeles?
I think I bet Odell to score in just about, maybe not his first game in L.A., but every game since, because he's done it more often than not here. And once again, I think it's just like, when Stafford can't find Cup, he's double covered, or he's not open, guess who he's looking for next? Beckham. And Beckham's never going to see the number one corner. Not that Cincinnati has a shutdown corner anyway, but I think Beckham, as you said, it's Los Angeles. You know he wants to score. I don't know what he'll do after a score, but he wants to. I'm gonna love Beckham to score. 5.5, I'm probably going to have it too, a smaller play, though, and over 62.5 yardage. I'm going to have that as well. I'm going to be going Beckham crazy.
What about Jamar Chase? Checks in at 5.5 receptions for Jamar. Feels a little light. You know, I know people are going to say, oh, Jalen Ramsey, but you know they're still going to get the ball to Chase.
I probably like his reception prop maybe even more than I like his yardage prop because of I think they're going to go short.
Yeah,
they're
quick hits.
Get the ball in his hands. Right, quick hits, see if he can run. Do some damage after the catch. Little yak there. Do I think he's going to have 120 yards? No, probably not. And, but, you know, Ramsey's a good cornerback, but he's not Deion Sanders. You know, he's not that good where he's going to lock down the guy completely here. And my biggest question is going to be this, and I don't know if we'll know this. Will Ramsey travel? Will he travel? Will he go wherever Chase goes? He doesn't do that every game.
No, I don't think so. That's another thing. No, I don't think so. Think with Ramsey, you're right. He's not like the best. He's not like the best ever lockdown, shutdown, one-on-one DB. What he's good at, though, is just sort of covering a lot of field at once, right? Like, he's good at pinching in on the run. He's good at reading things. Like, I saw a play earlier this year, man, where he literally covered, like, 4 people on the same play. Like, he actually came in, wiped out what they wanted to do underneath, and then was fast enough to turn around and run down the field and help his teammate in double coverage on the receiver. It was amazing. It was like, wow. Like, so, you know, when people just think about the interception stuff, but you're right. They don't really, like, lock him in on somebody. And Cincinnati are pretty diverse, but that's the thing with Burrow and Chase. Chase is kind of known for the big playability, but Burrow will throw quick hits to him to get him involved. And another thing, the Rams are going to have a pass rush on him. So I think there'll be a lot of quick dump-offs and quick hits here. Right, so Jamar Chase at 5.5. Listen, right now it's shaded to the over at 5.5. So if you like Chase, get in on this. Otherwise, I think it's going to get to 6.5 at plus money right there. So as far as the point spread at 4 right now, George, who are you leaning with as far as the game is concerned?
Probably because of what you said there, the pass rush. I think Burrow is going to have some problems, and I want to see Cincinnati make adjustments here. Whether or not you got to keep mixing in, keep the tight end in, which, once again, if Usman doesn't play, maybe that's your adjustment right there. You're going to have the tight end stay in the block here. But they need to give Burrow time here. I'm going to go with the Rams. It just seems to be a team of destiny. They're playing in their home stadium. Second year in a row we've had it after never having it. You traded for Stafford. You don't have a first-round pick until, like, 2050. Everything's going their way here. I'm going to have the Rams.
George says he's taking the Rams. I'm leaning with the Bengals right now, George. Plus the 4. I think it's going to come down to the
wire. I can't knock
it. It's going to come down to the wire. I don't see why it won't. I did say this earlier. I don't know how you feel about the total at 48.5 right now. It's come down, so it's 48.5. But you could tease the Los Angeles Rams. Let's say a 7-point teaser, guys. You'd get them to plus 3. So they lose the game, right? You have them plus 3 to the over 41.5, and then you get the Bengals to plus 11 to the over 41.5, and you hope for the middle there. I actually wouldn't be surprised if the Rams won by 3. They just beat San Francisco by 3. I don't think they're going to run the Bengals out of the building. I think the Bengals have proven that they're not getting blown out. They're not going to melt down. They've shown resiliency all year long. They just came back at Arrowhead. If you can come back at Arrowhead, and with that raucous crowd, you can handle anything on a neutral field in Los Angeles right now. Joe Burrow's played in more big games in his life than Matthew Stafford has, George.
You're probably right. And will it be a neutral field? I mean, I don't know how well Cincinnati travels, but we saw it on Sunday, right? I think they estimated the crowd was 65-35. That site that does that. 65-35 in favor of San Fran. And that's not the first time we've seen that, by the way.
Tickets were only $600. A little bit different, $600. It's not that they have trouble with their fans. The stadium's so big, so I don't know what people expect, right? I mean, look, tickets to get in, George, to the Super Bowl are $5,800. So, you know, that's come down a little bit.
Yeah, it's come down a little bit. They're going to go to the swimsuit thing.
Yeah, so like I said, actually, I said earlier, it's come down to 53 and a half, 55, but like I'm saying, I don't care. Like, it's not a shot on Rams fans. It's not in any city. Like, who has $6,000 for a ticket? Right? So, like, the tickets will come down, and we'll see. You know, they'll come down a little bit. I think Cincinnati, look, they haven't been in the Super Bowl forever. There'll be people from Cincinnati, but like I said, man, you know, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to bring the wife, or you have kids, you're going to do this or that. If you and, you know, your wife, you and your girlfriend go, you're talking about $10,000. Like, how many people's credit cards even go this high? How the hell do you even do these transactions? So, yeah, it's a lot of money, man.
It is. I've never been to a Super Bowl. I had a chance once, but it didn't work out for me. The Giants-Buffalo Super Bowl, by the way, was the one game I could have gone to, the Norwood wide right. So, unfortunately, I had a death in my family a couple of days beforehand. She never did like me. I swear to God, she did it on purpose. I swear to God, man. My aunt passed away. That's who passed about on a Thursday. The Thursday before the game, we were leaving on Friday. One more day, it wouldn't have mattered. I'd be in Florida for the game. I'd be in Tampa Bay. But no, so I missed that game. And
I like how you made someone's death about you.
So aggravating, man. It's like, and I actually thought, I guess there's no way I could have gone, but I thought about still going here.
George Kurtz with us. So total 48.5. It's a, you know, this, that's what's a tough one about this. Yet I think it's a little light. I think with all the speed on the field, I think Stafford's due for a mistake as well. It wouldn't surprise me if Stafford threw a pick six or an interception or Burrow turned the ball over as well. I think there will be a turnover or two. There's going to be high stakes, high pressure, plus these defenses get after it. And, you know, everyone talks about the Rams' defensive line. Look at the Bengals' secondary and what these guys have done. They've intercepted everybody, right? They've intercepted, you know, they intercepted Tannehill three times. They got Mahomes. They got Carr. And, in fact, the last offensive plays for the other teams have been picks in all three playoff games, I believe, for Cincinnati. They've been an opportunistic defense as well, so... You know, and Stafford's played well, but there's still 60 minutes to go here, Kurtz, right? Like, they haven't done it yet, right? They traded Goff. They got to the Super Bowl with Goff. McVay's second dance here. I think that is one thing that does help the Rams a little bit, though, that McVay's been to a Super Bowl before, and this time he's not going against Bill Belichick as well, right? Like, it was a tough spot last time. You're going against Brady and Belichick. It's a little bit different right now, and I think it will. That experience could help him this time.
It's quite possible. It's certainly quite possible here. I think it's going to be a good game. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Rams, because I think they're more built for this right now. I think Cincinnati is a year ahead of schedule, you know, where I think Cincinnati's going to be a dangerous team. You're the Buffalo Bills fan. Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Kansas City, you know.
Yeah, there is no schedule, though.
Next few years.
There is no schedule in the NFL. That's, you know what I mean? Like, you seize the moment when you can, man.
Yeah,
that's the schedule.
Only gonna get better. They're only going to get better.
We don't know that. We said that about Kansas City. Kansas City's won one still.
Yeah, but they've gotten there. They've gotten there three. Got to the Super Bowl once, lost to a championship game. Actually, I guess they keep getting worse, right? You won the Super Bowl, lost to a Super Bowl, now you lost to a championship game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
next year.
But I think that Joe Burrow, I obviously they have a bright future, but I think Joe Burrow is smart enough and has been a football savant enough, football history enough to know that they don't always get there, right? Like, you know what I mean? There's a Dan Marino, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? There's no guarantee, man, you're going to get back. It's not easy. There's a lot of great quarterbacks, man, that have won one Super Bowl or, you know, got to a Super Bowl and never got a chance to go back, etc. Joe Burrow, like I said, I get about they're ahead of schedule. They are. They're shocking the world here, but it doesn't mean that they're just going to roll over because of that. The late night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited. prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anger management class. It's a Monday night meltdown. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, an interesting prop that I think is worth a look as well. Will the game go to overtime? You're getting like 12 to 1 for that. You're getting like 12 to 1 plus 1225. Will this game go to overtime? George Kurtz with us. And George, one of my favorite Super Bowl props over the years has always been more points in the second half. Will there be more points in the first half? Or second half. I like the second half, George. Always bet that, and it's been pretty successful for us. You know, teams start off with a little nerves in the Super Bowl, a little bit of a slow start, and then things open up. Third quarter is usually where the action is at.
Well, I think I would agree with you, by the way. Second half, you're going to get more points, because the first half, sometimes you get a feeling out process, right? And there might be some nerves as well. Right, even and that's in the play calling and everything else. So, yeah, I'd like the second half also as far as more points to be scored. I think that's actually a solid bet. I like the long field goal. It's indoors. You're jazzed up. I'll be going off of a long field goal as well. I know that, I think it's a favorite of yours also, but that's another one I'll be going after.
Long field goal, yeah, well, especially with this McPherson kid, right? Especially, yeah, I mean, this kid is money. And right now we see 47.5 for that. And that's another prop that I wouldn't be surprised, because no one's going to bet the under of this. And nobody ever bet this prop before, ever. We were one of the only ones. Now it's become somewhat more popular. But now in the Super Bowl, it'll be isolated. It'll be brought up because the kid is so good. Plus, the game is in ideal conditions. I like the over. I can't argue with the over 47.5. And in fact, I'm clicking it right now. Listen, our portfolio is growing. We put in quite a few plays right now. I'm not really going to have 56 when it's all said and done.
52?
No, we'll see. I sort of got my thing, you know what I mean? I attack the touchdowns and the yards. What I'm playing right now is I'm just putting in plays that I think the number's going to move. So I got Joe Mixon over 63.5. I got Jamar Chase over 5.5 receptions. Cooper Kupp over 102.5 receiving yards. Stafford over 5.5 rush yards. Joe Burrow over 10.5 rush yards. That's what I put in so far. And I just put in long field goal over 47.5 and more points in the second half. More with Kurtz on the other side. Couple of hockey picks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.